Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Yo, what's up? So, welcome back. You're listening to Straight Up with Stassi. I guess it's just like kind of a family-themed week. Joy. I have my mom here. What's up, Dana?
Hi.
She's been really wanting to do my podcast lately because, listen, last summer when I was at rock bottom, didn't know what was going to happen. Didn't know if I was going to move home to New Orleans. I didn't know if I would ever be able to get an apartment or figure out my life. I had to squat on her couch for a very long time. Before I squatted on Kristen's, before I squatted on Nikki Davidson's, before I squat, I mean, Mom, you were like the OG of like where I squatted, if that makes sense. And you know,
you were in the princess room. You didn't squat on the couch.
Mom, do you remember how depressing that time was?
Yeah, it was awful.
No, it was like beyond. It was the worst. I would wake up. I'd wake up and we were both trying to lose weight. So we were doing that god awful diet shake that people still to this day, I think I get more emails and tweets from people asking me, will you tell me what shake that tastes like Funfetti or vanilla ice cream
that I can add vodka to?
Yeah, that you can add vodka to that you guys were doing when you were at rock bottom. You guys, I've said this over and over again. I'm here to say that shit didn't work. And if it did work for somebody, it's because they weren't eating. Well, it's like, it's basically like they trick you into starving yourself. That's the only reason it works.
Well, you only stuck with it a month. I stuck with it for 2 months.
And did it work?
No.
Yeah, no shit. Well, I'm surprised, actually. I figured it did work because you're replacing food, okay?
Okay, well, we weren't replacing food. You dragged me to Papagayo's every day for Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but you wouldn't let me have carbs. No, I was getting... No, it's okay. Because I was just getting salads with ranch and cheddar cheese on it. Because is there anything better in life than ranch and cheddar cheese?
And extra ranch.
Like, sometimes when I order, like, salads for dinner to get delivered, I look down at it and all I see is white and orange, and I'm like, why didn't I just order cheddar cheese slices with ranch? That's basically why I picked this. So,
and now you have ranch with brie.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, Mom.
Brie cheese.
Yeah, no, I know, but nobody knows what you're talking about.
So you haven't talked about your favorite salad?
No, I mean, I have a lot of favorite salads. I have different favorite salads at different restaurants all over the country, to be honest. You know, I find where I can have the best ranch salads everywhere. So shout out to the Brie California Cobb at Barney's Beanery, because they put the best ranch and brie cheese on it with cheddar cheese. It's just like, what? Oh, cheese is the best. So yeah, my mom's here. She's been here like two nights in a row because she's helping me organize my closet and get shit done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I forgot the vacuum tonight to suck the air out of your bags to put your clothes in. And
so why are you here then?
I'm here.
Wasn't that why you came?
No, I came to bring your brother to add more sunshine to your day.
Okay. So cool. You know, I just feel like there's not enough time in the day or any day to like really like answer to everybody and spend time with everybody. It's overwhelming. You like all up my butt, I feel like.
No, it's
my
not.
Friends, my family, everybody. It's just too much. I get too many texts. And it's not because I'm popular. It's because of 2016. We're all in the age of phones that like you can see what somebody's doing no matter what. Group chats, the worst. Snapchat, I can't Snapchat because
you
I haven't
love Snapchat.
I know I do, but meaning I can't do it sometimes because I'm like, shit, I have too many people I need to respond to, and if they see that I'm Snapchatting, they're gonna get annoyed with me that I haven't responded to them. But sometimes I just want to be left alone.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me on Snapchat for months and months and months.
Exactly.
Yes,
because
why?
Because I don't, I'm the worst at responding to texts and emails and phone calls and all of that. And so I knew that if you got Snapchat and you saw that you had already sent me like 4 texts and I haven't responded to them yet, and then you saw that I snapped a photo of Zoe or something like that, you would know Stassi's by her freaking phone. She has time to Snapchat her dogs or a funny filter. She has time to pretend to be Kylie and Tyga, but she doesn't have time to respond to me.
On Mother's Day.
I don't... Mom.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, you sent me the beautiful message, the beautiful, sweet, I love you message, and, you know, I just
came... Mom, I was...
There were a lot of Snapchat.
Because I spent the whole day traveling, and I was with a big group of people coming back from Connecticut. I can't just sit there on the phone when I'm with a group of people. This is a good conversation to have because I'm pretty sure everybody has to deal with this.
Mom expectations?
Not just moms, with boyfriends or friends. Like, I can't... When I'm around people, like, say, me and you, I don't like to sit and be on my phone and just, like, texting away. I can't, it makes me feel weird. So when I'm with my friends, I can't just sit there on my phone because I'm trying to be present. No, I don't understand why nobody understands that. I hate when I go to a dinner table and I look, or I go to dinner and I look over at like the next table and every single freaking person's on their phone. It drives me crazy.
Well, I think they're all taking a photo and posting where they are and talking about who they're with.
So you like it?
Well, I like it. Well, I like seeing where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're a stalker. Must be where I get my stalking abilities from. Well, and Mom, okay, the whole reason that I didn't go like above and beyond with like, I don't know, more than one Mother's Day text and stuff was because I took you to a Mother's Day spa thing.
Which was fabulous, but it hadn't happened yet. So I was just wanting more mom love.
You think
more
maybe...
More Stassi time.
Maybe you're like a tad needy.
Maybe.
I think every single person in my life, I've like had to sit and think about this recently. I feel like I attract needy people. I think I do. I've been joking about it with all my friends. I've been joking about it with Patrick, with everybody. Every person I know is needy. Like if I don't send dad like a card for his birthday, like, and if it doesn't get there like exactly on his birthday, dad will just think I don't care. But like it could get there a day late. It's like, dad, that's like the neediest thing ever. Like, what if I just sent it a day late? Like, that's not fair. Everyone in my life.
You're exactly right now, because he's mad at your brother because his card came 3 days late.
See? And I've told Hunter this a million times. Don't be late for dad's birthday. That's just something. Like, everybody in my life is needy. Needy for a response, needy for time. And I'm not here, I don't want anybody to think I'm here being like, everybody wants to be my friend. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that they're the type of people, everybody that I love, that just need a lot of attention all the time from their loved ones. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I think I'm a loner. I'm telling you, Mom, I've had to think because my group of friends... They can spend every single second with each other and never get bored of it. I'm telling you, Mom.
Well, you don't get bored of it either. You just know that you have things that you have to get done.
No. Oh, no. I don't get bored of it. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, that was not the right way to put it. I like being alone a lot.
But that's because you are never alone.
No, but nobody else is expressing that same desire, and they're never alone.
Maybe I should become friends with your friends.
Yes, you should. I feel like I'm going to have a sit down with all of them because, I mean, I've told you a little bit, mm-hmm. and I've tried telling them to be like, yo, don't get mad at me. We went on a trip together. All of us went to Connecticut, had the best time ever. We got home, and the next day... It was like, okay, so Tuesday day, we're doing this. Tuesday night, we're going to go to dinner here. Then we're going to go to a comedy show after. Then the next day, we're doing the mother-daughter group spa day. Then that night, it's going to be game night. And then the next day is going to be da-da-da-da. And I'm like, wait, what? Wait a second. Wait.
That's crazy.
I was like, Mom, you love that shit.
No, that's crazy. I would have to sleep until... I would need 10 hours of sleep.
That's true. Well, see, maybe that's where I get. I love sleeping too. So no one ever understands where I'm like, can I just go home early because I like sleeping? And then I wake up later than everybody else. I just enjoy it. So I'm trying to find my place with my friends and my family and Patrick, to where I don't hurt anybody's feelings, because I love everybody. I love all my friends. I love you. I love Patrick. I love all of these people that like spending, like, don't. Well, Patrick likes being alone too. We have a good balance about that. But with my friends, I want them to know how much I love them. But I just, I really enjoy being alone sometimes and just being with my dogs and not having any of my phone buzz and just doing whatever the fuck I want and not, like, I can't always, I don't know. I'm starting to, like, freak out.
No, I understand. I just wish that your family would always be first for the rest of your entire life. And if you need to come up and be alone, you can go downstairs in the princess bedroom and I will give you some time.
Listen, I'll say you're, like, later. You're number three or four.
Three or four.
Well, myself is first. I'm going to go there. Sorry. My dogs and Patrick are tied for 2 and 3.
I'm under your dogs.
Mom, because I take care of them. Without me, they can't survive. That's probably the most, like, normal thing I've ever said.
Okay, are you meaning responsibility? Are you talking about love?
No, I'm not with love. What I prioritize. Like, I
prioritize
need...
Prioritize your time.
Yes.
Got it.
Like, I need to take care of myself, number one, okay? Then my dogs and Patrick, because, well, if you're in a relationship with somebody, that's a huge priority. And then my dogs, because they rely on me to live, okay?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I understand that.
So?
I definitely understand that. I thought we were talking about a priority list of love.
No. I am just saying I need advice. But you're not the one to ask for it.
No. And this is the trickle down theory. Your brother is in the next room, and then I've got your sister, and then I've got your little brother. So if I don't, you know, if you don't have time for me, I just make my way through my children.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's getting really intense, because when we went to the whole spa day thing, we were all supposed to go to Kristen's for game night after. And I know everybody got mad at me, and I'm like, you guys, I can't. I'm fucking spent. I've been away from my apartment for 12 hours. I got a massage. I got high. I drank a lot. I can't function right now. I can't go and do another activity.
Well, I actually don't even know how they keep going.
They are such troopers. It's probably because they work out.
Are they younger than you?
No, I'm the youngest. What's going on? So then I joked with all of them. I'm like, you guys, seriously, I fucking can't. Like, I can't. Like, I really can't. I love you guys so much. I love everybody so much. But I need to sleep and I need to be. Then all of a sudden the next day I get a text. All right, guys, so Disneyland Monday and then enchilada night Tuesday night. I'm like, is somebody playing a joke on me? Is someone playing a joke on me right now?
I can't relate to you, because
I know I feel like a weirdo. I know you love this. Most people love this.
Yeah.
Everybody loves this. And of course I love being included, and I don't want to sound like I'm being a brat. I need to keep clarifying that, because I love my friends so much, but I can't keep, like, committing to things all the time, because I'm just,
you're going to burn yourself out.
I do. I get burnt out so easily. And I'm trying to figure out a way to express that without hurting anybody's feelings, because I don't want anybody to feel like I don't care, because I really do care.
No,
it's just stressing me out. When I wake up in the morning, and I'm always the last one to wake up, so I wake up to like 78 text messages all in one group chat, and it takes me like 2 hours to go back and read them all. I'm like, shit, that was just 2 hours of my life that I just spent trying to catch up on a group chat. And I'm overwhelmed.
I don't like group chats. I'm highly annoyed by group chats.
I like it when I have, like, something good to talk about.
No, especially when I'm in a group chat with somebody that I don't know very well, and they've group chatted. They've included all their friends from a different state that
I have no idea who
they are.
Those are freaky-ass people. That is not normal, Mom. I'm here to say, if any of my listeners do that, shame on you. That is weird. That's weird. See, that's how we feel about... that's exactly how I feel about... bachelorette parties. and being forced to go, and then the bride getting mad at you if you don't go. Well, it's like, why am I going to spend the only vacation days that I have this whole year going on a vacation with people that I don't know, aka your other friends, instead of going on a vacation with my boyfriend or my family or like my own friends? Like, that's cruel.
That is.
And that's how I feel about group chats with people that put strangers in them. That's bizarre. And those people need to be tortured. Whoever starts those chats, they need to be tortured. It's not normal.
No, it's not. It's irritating.
I can't even believe that you're a part of one. I didn't even go that far.
It's actually like either, you know, an engagement or a baptism or some kind of announcement or an invitation to something, but from somebody that you haven't seen in years.
That's what email's for.
And they're in another Evites. State.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Or maybe a Facebook event. Weeks,
I still get people commenting on the original.
Okay, well, then I have something to show you that I learned a few months ago. You can put, I mean, I don't know, because you have like some Android weirdo thing.
I have a great phone with a gold cover.
But you can do, if you go into your group chat, at least you can do this on iPhones. I'm sure you can do this on your, what is it, Samsung? Okay, you can do not disturb so that you don't get a sound and you don't get notified. It doesn't pop up on your screen. But if you go into your messages, then you'll see that there, so it won't bother you.
Oh, that would be great.
So I put all of my group chats on do not disturb because I just can't handle it. Like when I'm driving my car and my phone starts dinging, ding, 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 and it's literally every single person writing into something, the anxiety level that I have, my blood pressure rises. I freak out. Even today, Mom, I'll get to my day today. But when you texted me the photos of the beautiful jewelry you're making, asking me like, which one do you want? I was driving and already stressed out, and I kept hearing my phone ding, and I was trying to like tell you like, I like this one, but like I'm freaking out because my phone won't stop dinging. I think I have a problem. Like, I think I need to see a therapist or get on medication or be hypnotized or something, because I have anxiety so much. My blood pressure is just like,
that's hereditary, and I have the same thing.
No, because you love being bothered. Doesn't even make sense.
Well, it's a challenge, and yes, I love being bothered, but it is anxiety and it does stress me out.
Okay, well, so then you can kind of relate,
right? But you've been answering your texts really well for somebody that's been stressed out. I mean,
I'm trying, because I'm really making an effort, because I know everyone's getting mad at me. I feel all my friends getting upset with me, and rightfully so. Like, they should be upset if they're giving more than I'm giving. I've been accused of that before. I've been trying to be like, okay, I want to like give as much effort as I possibly can, but I think I am a little bit of a loner. I really truly enjoy being alone and not being bothered.
Well, this must have just been a recent occurrence, because when you were younger, you surrounded yourself with friends and people constantly.
We didn't have cell phones. I mean, of course I love being around my friends. I mean, I still do surround myself with all my friends.
So are you saying that your cell phone is the root of all evil?
I think that might be what it is. And just like too many activities. Like, we're in a sorority, and if I don't go to one, I get penalized and like have to pay a fine. So that's just stressing me out. Like, if I don't make it to something, I don't want people to get mad at me. That's what I'm feeling, you know? Like, I just want everybody to be like, okay, fine, then don't go.
Why don't you just have a group friend talk about it?
I think that's what I'm saying. I think, yeah, I'm gonna do that. I think I'm gonna sit everybody down. But then if I do that and I make them mad or make people mad or hurt their feelings, what if they just stop inviting me to things? Well, I'm sure there's already a group chat though that they have that I'm not in.
Well, most likely.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, Patrick and I went to Santa Barbara, and I was like, shit, my phone keeps dinging. It keeps dinging. And I was like, look, 31 messages from this, 21 messages from that, 28 messages from this. And he's like, oh my God, that's hysterical. He's like, you know, they probably all started a separate one so they could talk about the fact that you're not responding. And I'm like, oh my God, I know. And we like had a good laugh about it. So now I'm insecure. So I don't want to be left out of things. I just, what I'm saying is,
you want a happy balance.
Yeah, a happy balance. I don't want people to get mad at me if I don't respond or show up to things right away. you know?
Okay.
But I don't want to hurt. I just want, I want my friends to know how much I love each of them. So like, I feel like I don't want them to think that, oh, I love them so much. So it's just like,
your friends know that.
It's like
that
personal maintenance. Like I just have like to maintain my sanity. I need to not be bothered. Sometimes I need to be able to just be by myself.
Right. Okay. Well, just in defense of you, I know that when you wake up in the morning and you have all of those texts and emails and everything that you need to look at, and I'm like 58th in line, and sometimes I'm sure you overlook mine and you overlook others because you have so many. And I can see where when it's so much that
I put my head in the sand, though.
Overlook.
But I sometimes overlook it's not even overlooking. Sometimes I put my head in the sand the same way I do with credit card debt. I just pretend that it's not there, or I'm like, I'll deal with it later. Oh, I'll respond to this later. Even if somebody sends the nicest thing to me and I'm like, oh, that was so sweet. And I'm like, I'm going to have to remember to respond to that. I'm like, why don't I just do it right away? Because I know if I respond right away, then we'll get in a conversation and the whole conversation will keep going. So I'll keep getting more texts. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to respond to it right away because I'm not really in a position to keep being on my phone. But when so many people are doing that with you, what do you do? Then I never get back to anybody because then the new people start texting and it builds up. And then I just forget about everybody that texted before.
Okay, I just think you need to sit down and, you know, have a powwow and work it all out. Just so everybody's on the same page. And they're all not going to agree with you. They're all not going to think, oh.
No, everyone's going to think I'm an asshole. Everyone's going to think I'm an asshole, which I feel like right now.
But maybe they feel the same way too. You never know. That's why you should just sit down with them. They may feel the same way about you.
I don't text. No, that's impossible. There's no way. And I've made enough jokes and been like, you guys, calm the fuck down. That there's no way. There's absolutely no. And I'm making this sound way more serious. I don't think my friends and my family are the ones with the problem. I think I'm the one with the problem. I just don't know how to fix it.
Okay.
I would really like to be somebody that's more responsive and is more diligent about that kind of stuff. Even my bosses, say my podcast bosses, they email me all the time. This was an issue. And I'm like, I'm getting too many things that I just have to like put my phone away, put my computer away and just not pay attention to it because I just get so overwhelmed with stuff. So like, I don't know how to, I don't have the skills to like be tactful about responding to anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge thing. And I feel like I'm going to lose friends because of it. And I don't want anybody to think that I didn't even intend on talking about this today. This wasn't even on my outline for this podcast. This literally wasn't on my outline at all. Isn't that weird how that happens?
Well,
all right. So to be continued, right? I'll talk about this another time.
After you have your sit down friendship
powwow. I'm not going to have a sit down with my friends and be like, hey, shut up. Because then they'll just leave me out of things.
No, that's not what I mean.
Because they'll think that that's what I want. And it's like, that's not what I want. I just don't want you guys to be mad at me if I don't go to something. If I don't respond quick enough.
You know what I would say? Well, okay, how long? Like 5 minutes? 10 minutes? How long should we give you?
Okay, yeah. But I also want to be like, what do you guys need as a friend? Because I've told you, I've talked about this a lot, that over the last year, since I finally got a lot of my friends back, and I'm so happy about that, I've been looking at each and every one of my friends and saying in my head, like, what does this person need from me as a friend to feel good and feel like it's they're getting what they need out of the friendship fulfilled.
I'm really proud of you for doing that. I've been noticing this since last summer, and I'm
so
happy.
I want to sit them down and be like, listen, bitches, I've been looking at each and every one of you and trying to do the best and find out what you need from me. And I'm trying to do it. So I'm going to tell you what I need. I need you to calm the F down. I need you to not get mad if I don't go to something or if I don't respond to something, because my anxiety level rises and I think I might end up having a stroke or a heart attack, and then you'll feel like shit if I die because you caused it. So you might want to think about that.
Okay.
All right. So, Mom, I had a shitty day, and I'm still blaming it on Mercury in retrograde. Do you believe in Mercury in retrograde?
Do I believe in Mercury and retrograde?
In retrograde. Do you even know what that is?
No.
Okay, let me look up the proper definition so I don't mess it up. Mercury.
Like last night when you were talking to Nikolai about Shut basic.
Up. Shut up. Mercury retrograde. What is it? Definition. Okay. Mom, it's because Mercury rules. Okay. So I think it's when like Mercury aligns with something or some shit. Like Mercury aligns with, I don't know. And it says it's because Mercury rules communication, clear thinking, truth, and travel. So when the planet goes retrograde, which means that it looks like it's going backwards in the sky, all those things go backwards. They start to get ugly and tangle
like
up.
When it pulls away.
Mm-hmm. So whenever it's Mercury in retrograde, my Khaleesi's let me know. And you're not supposed to make any huge decisions. I don't listen. Hence, I got a car. And yeah, whatever. So anything that goes like awry. Is that the right word? Awry.
Yeah.
I blame it on Mercury in retrograde, and I can only blame it on Mercury in retrograde for about five more days, I think. It's May 22nd when it, 22nd when it's going away. But I had a shitty day. It was just like everything was just going wrong. And I feel so bad because I feel bad for my podcast listeners. All I do is bitch. I feel like my Khaleesi's are listening to a podcast where all I do is bitch. And for that, I'm so, so sorry.
I know, but that they can identify with you.
I guess.
Everybody can. Everybody has shitty days all the time.
Okay. So I'm going to let you know what happened to me today. Today is my last day of like total freedom because I'm just like starting to like work a lot. So today I had to finally like, and I feel like I've been trying to get everything in order for months now. Just like the dog situated, my apartment situated, just my car, everything, get everything in order. And for some reason, it all ended up coming back to yesterday and today, and I had to get everything done. So my alarm was set for 9 because I had my hair appointment at 10:30. My housekeeper dude from TaskRabbit was coming at 10 so I could get my apartment cleaned. My dogs had their grooming appointment at 10:15. Everything was scheduled like perfectly. So I wake up and the TaskRabbit housekeeper dude texts me and is like, I'm running really late, I'm coming from Long Beach. I'm like, that's unacceptable because you're the one who said let's do 10 o'clock a.m. I didn't say that. I didn't make you do it. This was what you said was ideal for you. I said whatever is easiest for you. I was so easy, and you're telling me you're late because you said 10. I scheduled all of these appointments around you. So like, what
did you tell him that?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not mean.
That's not mean. That's direct.
Well, I just said, well, then, like, how late would you be?
Oh, God.
And so I was like, Patrick, you might have to drop the dogs off and all of that stuff. So then I call the groomer and I'm like, I think I'm going to be late, da 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 da. And then I was like, can you just put them in the daycare or something if they come early or late or whatever? And they're like, oh, well, have they had their shots updated? And I'm like, shit, I think I might be late on that. So I get off the phone, check. Nope. I was supposed to get their shots, their year shots, two months ago for Zoe, 1 month ago for Luda. And I'm like, damn it. Crap. So I'm like, might as well just take them to get their shots today. So Patrick's like, I'll take them if you need, like, let's try and figure this out. Then Patrick and I got into like a little bit of like an argument because we were both getting frustrated. He's like, why are you getting so frustrated? Like, why can't you just like keep calm in situations like this? I'm like, I don't know, because I'm anxious and I have so much to do today and I'm just overwhelmed and my phone won't stop beeping. So like, I just don't know what to do. So I got so worked up about just feeling anxiety that all of a sudden I felt like I was going to shit my pants, literally shit myself. And it was after I already took a shower because I knew I was going to spray tan. So I had to shower before I went to get my hair done. This sounds ridiculous. So I'm like, Patrick, I'm in the bathroom, like, oh, like keeled over or whatever. And I'm like, I can't like go like what I think is going to happen with Patrick in my apartment.
You asked him to leave.
Well, I was like, what do I do? Like, what are my options? I could hold it and then maybe just faint in my car and crash my car because I'm going to faint. Or like, I could make him leave, or I could just do it and turn on the shower. But he knows I already just took a shower. Like, what do I do? The TaskRabbit guy is being like, oh, I'm going to be 30 more minutes. And I'm like, that, I'm sorry, I have to cancel. Patrick's yelling at me that he's going to get the new housekeeper for tomorrow. So I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, Patrick, I need you to leave. And he's like, what do you mean I need you to leave? I'm like, I need you to take the dogs outside to go to the restroom. And he's like, I just took them out to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay, seriously, I'm going to be sick. I feel sick. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, just please go outside and take the dogs to go to the bathroom. And he's like, it was a thing. I'm like, just go. And so he finally got the hint. He only went out there for like 3 minutes. So I was like, what kind of shit is that? Patrick, you know I'm still on the toilet right now. Why are you not giving me a longer amount of time? I just heard you open up the front door. So I'm like, get out. Why are you doing this? Like, stop torturing me. So he gets out again. Then comes back. Finally, I'm finished. And I'm just like, I'm really sorry I yelled at you. I'm sorry that I got worked up. I'm just trying to schedule everything perfectly so that we can get all of these things done in one day. So he's like, it's okay. Why don't you take the dogs, drop them off at the place to get their shots, because now they're just going to spend the day at the vet to get all of their shots, get their exams, so that they're all good to go for the rest of the year. I get in my car, and I didn't want to tell him that, like, I was late, because he's, like, coming over, like, to let the housekeeper in tomorrow. So I wanted to be like, okay, if you do that, I'll do this.
Right.
So I was so anxious and blood pressure rising in my car that I scraped it. My new car.
What?
I scraped.
Coming out of your apartment.
Coming out of my apartment, out of my garage. I scraped it and I started crying. And he's like, he actually felt really bad because he knows how, like, it's my first new car. And I've been like, really, like, I really don't want to mess anything up. And luckily we had a neighbor that was downstairs that had like wax stuff in order to like make it look better and get off the white in it. But he was just like, why? Like, you need to calm down. Like, you need to take a few breaths and calm down. I'm like, I can't. I'm late for my hair appointment. And I know that sounds stupid and petty, but I made an appointment and I can't be late because that's somebody else's time. That's my hair girl's time. And I don't want to, you know, ruin her schedule. He's like, okay, I will take the dogs and I'll drop them off. You just go to your hair appointment, but just like, please, like, calm down. So I'm like, okay, thank you. So I drive to my hair appointment. And I get a call from Patrick while I have foils in my hair. And he's like, did you get a new card? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like a new debit card or whatever, credit card. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't have a credit card because nobody will give me one. So you mean, did I get a new debit card? Yes. Like 10 months ago or something. He's like, yeah, well, everything that you like that you have going on with like your pet thing, it's in collections now. Because you forgot to update your credit card. And I'm like,
why wouldn't they send you something?
Just wait. So I'm like, okay. And he's like, it's okay. Here's the number that you have to call to fix that. Then let me know when you fix it. And I will let them know so that everything will just be okay. So I call. I ask them what's going on. They're like, oh, they had the wrong address for me. They had the wrong email for me. And they had the wrong phone number for me. So billing couldn't reach me. Cool. So finally, I get that figured out, okay? After everything that's happened where I almost shit myself, then I scratched my brand new car and all of that, then realized that my credit is being even more affected because of the pet situation. And that's worked out, okay? My highlights take way longer than normal. I don't know why it took 2 hours. Normally, it only takes 1 hour. So I'm late for like the next thing that I have to do. And my blood pressure is rising again. And I'm not knowing what to do. Then I finally...
Did you take your pill?
What? No, I didn't actually. I forget to always take my blood pressure medicine.
That's not good.
I know. So then I'm like, okay, shit. I have my nail appointment. Everybody rolling their eyes at me. I am rolling my eyes at myself. So like, I realize that I sound so superficial. I just get anxiety so easily. And
well, no, but people also have to realize that the reason this day, this is such a significant day, and it went so bad.
It was my last free day.
Free day, exactly.
It was my last free day to get everything done. And now, so now my housekeeper isn't coming today. Like, nothing's happening. My dogs aren't being groomed today because they're getting shots. So I have to find a whole nother day to do that, which I don't know when I can do that.
Wow, Luda looks a lot cleaner today. I thought she did get groomed.
Ew, Mom, she looks ratchet. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So
maybe she just looks better than mine.
So I go to the nail salon where I'm like, take all of these fake nails off. Take them off. I'm not doing this anymore. They all keep breaking. I don't like it. I can't. Like, it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of money. It's too expensive and they all break. And it takes like 2 hours to get your nails done. I'm like, I'm done. All natural with just polish on them. I can't handle it. It was the most painful thing I ever experienced. So I'm sitting there. Yeah, I've never been not. I'm not ever rude to anybody in the service industry because I have spent so much of my life in the service industry. I try and go above and beyond, like, to be more than polite to anybody. And I was just angry. I'm like, you are hurting me. You're making me bleed enough. Like, find a new way to take this off. Like, this hurts so bad. I'm having the worst day. Like, please stop. Like, just stop. It's just like everything that I kept going to, like, just sucked. I'm like, I don't even care if my nails look good. Just find an easy way to not hurt me, please. So finally, we ended up just like getting them off. Then I have to go to get my stupid spray tan and go in my tanning booth. Nah, it was broken. Except they didn't tell me. So like every time I went, when I went in the spray tan booth, I went and did Mystic. The door wouldn't shut. So the spray was coming out onto my white shoes and I had to get out there halfway through and like try and put my shoes in the corner. Cause I'm like, I swear to God, if any spray gets on my white shoes and ruins them, I will. That's what? Like what is happening in the world? Is this just a Mercury in retrograde like life that I lead? I just feel like anything that can go wrong goes wrong. And then I just kept getting more group chat messages and all that stuff. And then you and Hunter are asking me if I want to go to, I'm like, I need to go home. I need nobody to talk to me. And I just want to be, because I'm just in a bad mood and I'm not fun to be around. This podcast is probably the most miserable thing to listen to. I sound like an asshole, but at least I know it. So like, I feel like I'm leaving out bad stuff that happened to me today, but besides almost shitting my pants and making Patrick get out and then scratching my car.
Well, Patrick should be used to that because you used to have to run to Starbucks and just like leave in a fleeting moment.
Yeah, but it's like in New York, the most unhot thing in the entire world to be like, I'm going to be sick. I need you to get out. And then when I finally did my business and came out, I was like, see, that's why you shouldn't argue with me. Look what you do to me.
That's not nice.
Man, yeah.
So. No, but your car.
Yeah.
Your car.
Mom. And he's
Nikolai,
like,
Nikolai even said last night as we were leaving and pulling out of your parking spot, how does Stassi make it out of this sharp turn without scratching her car or messing
so basically
her car up?
That little skank of a kid jinxed me. So it's his fault. It's not Mercury's fault. It's Nikolai's fault. It was so sad, Mom. I was so upset because it's like, if that happens to me within 2 weeks of owning a car, what's going to happen to me within the year? I know I'm a bad driver, but I've been trying so hard. Yeah,
you are a very bad driver, and you can't see.
And Patrick's like, well, why don't you just take it to the dealership and have them buff it out? I'm like, because I can't be the girl that just got a car and took it back 2 weeks later to get it buffed out. And the guy thinks I'm Kylie Jenner's friend. Oh, and he's God. Like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, I forgot to tell you this. So when I got my I finally got approved for my car, he's like, did you go to Coachella? And I'm like, no, it's a weird question, random question to ask though. Like, he's like a 50-year-old dude. I'm like, why are you asking me at Coachella? And he's like, oh, you didn't? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, well, and he starts talking. He's like, me and my girlfriend did. Oh man, that was wild. That was wild. I'm like, I would imagine you're ancient. So yeah, how did you even last? And then he starts being like, yeah, so my girlfriend knows who you are, thinking Vanderpump Rules or some shit, obviously.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like, you know, tell her thank you for watching or whatever. He's like, can't believe you're friends with Kylie Jenner. And I'm like, what? He's like, I can't believe you're friends with Kylie Jenner. And I'm like, no, this can go one of two ways. Should I just pretend to be friends with Kylie Jenner? Is this why they accepted me? Or do I be like, no, I'm not. I might stalk her a lot, but nope. So I just decided to be honest. You know, I don't want to get a car just because I'm friends with Kylie Jenner, which I'm not, fake friends with Kylie Jenner. So I'm like, I'm not actually. He's like, wait, what? He's like, my girlfriend said that you're her best friend and that she saw you guys out at Coachella, like with like when I was there. Like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, she actually has a best friend whose name's Stassi, weirdly enough. That's not me. And I feel like I crushed his dreams.
I thought maybe that he or his girlfriend saw your Snapchat when you like switched faces.
Well, at first I thought that too. The narcissist in me thought, oh, she must listen to my podcast where I talk about her like she's my friend. And then she follows me on Snapchat and like, yeah, no. So I had to bust his, you know, burst his bubble and admit that I wasn't actually, in fact, Kylie's friend. So I'm like, Patrick, I can't go to Mercedes. I can't go there and ask them to buff it out because I got this car 2 weeks ago and I told him I'm not Kylie's friend.
It's not dented.
No, it's not dented. It's just a scratch, but it's a mom. It's a new car and I'm trying to be responsible. And it's really sad.
That's why I was so happy with you just Ubering. You can't see and you have bad judgment.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm still going to Uber for the most part anyway because I never know when I'm going to be drinking. So, like, if I'm going to go to the Grove to go shopping during the day, I'm not going to drive there because what if I have a cocktail while I'm there?
Right.
You know? So, yeah.
And then you don't have parking tickets because I still have a stack at my house waiting for you.
All right. So, with that, are you in the need? If you're in need of tampons, I'm your girl. Listen to me right now, Mom. Do you realize that we eat healthy? We eat like organically and we only put like good things on our faces. Like, you know, everybody loves to see the ingredients and like, you know, only all natural stuff. But why doesn't anybody ever question what we're sticking up our vaginas? Do you wonder this? I'm going to blow your mind right now.
I actually have wondered it. I haven't wondered it in depth because I like having a fresh scent on my tampons.
Okay, well, what you put up your vagina, I'm pretty sure, is way more important than what topical cream you put on your face. I mean, it's like your vagina. So,
okay.
MyLola.com, so Lola, whatever, they have 100% natural tampons.
You mean like cotton? What are they made of?
Yes. They're 100% hypoallergenic cotton tampons with no additives, synthetics, chemicals, or dyes.
Well, that makes all the difference.
Yeah, then. It's so up Sheena Menina's alley. I can't believe I haven't told her about this yet. And they're so cute. Like, if you go to mylola.com/Stassi, and if you go to their website, it's so chic. I love the colors because they're, like, muted blues and grays and stuff like that. And the box that you get when it comes to your door. So it's basically, okay, sorry, back up, rewind. Go to mylola.com and enter my code Stassi. And so let me explain what it is. It's like a subscription tampon situation. So you can go to the website and say, and depending on how your periods are, like some people have heavier periods, some people have lighter periods. So you can say, okay, this month I want like 10, like, of the light tampons, 10 medium ones, and then 10 like of the ultra or whatever. Or if you're just somebody who always have light periods, then you can just do like all lights. Or say you need more than one box, you can order two boxes a month and they're just delivered right to your door. How amazing is that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so cool. And the website's so easy to use. And I know that what I really love is that you can make the box whatever, you know, make it cater to what your period needs are, because all of my friends and I, we all have different flows in terms of how heavy they are. But what's really awesome about MyLola.com is that their boxes are chic. So it's not like this like tacky neon looking box. It's a box that you can actually like put out like next to your toilet and it kind of looks like it's meant to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Like you've got cotton balls in it.
Yeah, like it's cute. So you guys, if you go to mylola.com, MyLola.com, and enter my code Stassi, I'm giving you 60% off your first order. So that's a lot. you don't have anything to lose right now because I'm just making you healthy. I don't want you guys sticking weird shit up your vaginas. So no chemicals, no any of that. I want all of you to be healthy and not get any disease. Like, you know, when people get like, they have that like on the tampon thing like that. What's that thing that you can get from tampons?
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
I mean, I don't know if it prevents that, but I would think that would help.
Yeah.
You know? So go and do it, because if I started a tampon company, it would be Lola. Also, wine sitch. Do you like the wine that I gave you right now?
I love it.
Thanks, because it's Club W. And I know I've said this before, so if you've listened to my podcast, sorry. But if this is the first time, I'm just going to explain. Club W is a subscription-based like wine situation. And their website is so easy to use because you go to clubw.com and you answer 6 easy questions about what you like. So what, you know, your palate is in terms of wine. And I'm not, they're not asking you weird shit like, oh, I like dirt. Whatever.
Dirt and rocks.
Dirt and, like, you know, the, you know what I mean?
It's pencil shaving.
It's easy stuff, easy questions to answer. And based on what you say, they will suggest wines to you that they think that you will like, and you can order them right to your door. So you never have to run out of wine again. I mean, subscription alcohol is just like the way to go, you know? But if you go to clubw.com/Stassi, we're giving you $20 off your first order, in addition to shipping on the house if you buy 4 bottles or more. Because shipping can get so expensive, especially if it's like a huge box or it's heavy. It's just a pain in the ass. So you have nothing to lose if you're a wine lover. And if you're not a wine lover, you have nothing to lose because you just don't realize that you like wine yet. So go to clubw.com/Stassi and answer the little quiz. And even if you only do a little a month long thing and cancel it after that, fine. See if you like it, because I know you will. Because if you don't like wine, I don't know why you're listening to my podcast. So, yeah, there's that. So that was my day. And I feel like a dick right now.
Why?
Because all I'm doing is complaining, Mom. I'm like a terrible person.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You know what? Like I just said, most people want to they just want to know that they're not the only ones having a bad day. Like I said, people have bad days every day.
I just feel like if you look at the Daily Mail news section, not the pop culture section that I normally love, I have no right to be like feeling down or annoyed with anything.
No, not in the scope of things.
Yeah, if you just heard my day, I scratched my Mercedes and my hair took too long and my fake nails hurt getting taken off and the spray tan booth almost door wouldn't close.
Yeah.
Like, really? I suck.
Well, why don't you have, like...
I feel like I should be punished.
Why don't you have part of your podcast be just all positive?
Because I think I might be just, like, a cynical person. You know, I think I'm my best when I'm just complaining and bitching about things. I mean, I don't know. Like,
you've had a lot of positive things this year.
Of course. This has been such a good year.
I know. So I just think you should share just a little bit of that each time.
Okay. I will when we get back. But right now, I'm going to take a potty break because I have to pee like a mother effer.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah?
You know who I'm obsessed with? Rachel Zoe.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, it's been like a 10-year thing. Ever since she made Nicole Richie what she is now. Like, that was like 10 years ago. Yeah, I was like 17. 10 years. So the biggest moment of my life happened when I got an email saying that the Zoe Report, which is the website that I check every single morning, she has, well, her whole team, they have this style website, and that's where I just like go to, and they talk about everything from like beauty to fashion to whatever to like home stuff, like everything. I go to this website every single morning. So when I woke up one morning to see this Zoe Report box of style thing be delivered to my house, and then I got an email from my bosses being like, so the Zoe Report has decided to collab or sponsor. I almost died.
Yeah, sure.
I Snapchatted the whole thing. I took like pictures of it and sent it to every single person that I feel like would I've ever told that I love the Zoe report. And everybody responded just being like, mad respect, dude. You made it. And I'm like, I did make it. I made it. Everything I came to LA for has now come true because the Zoe Report, they know who I am to the point where I have like a thezoereport.com/Stassi.
Validation.
Yes. It's so cool. Okay. So I'm done talking about that, but about like that part of it. You guys, you know how there's this like quarterly subscription box thing? It's a lot of companies are doing it, or not a lot, but a few, to where you pay a certain amount of money quarterly, and each season you get this giant, this big box delivered to your door with goodies inside. Cool. Well, the Box of Style by the Zoe Report is like that on mad amounts of crack. It is the present of all mystery presents to receive at your door. So I want you to picture, okay? Waking up in the morning, you take your little eye mask off, check your Instagram, your text messages. Then you hear a knock at the door. You get up. Maybe you have a coffee or tea. You open the door and you're like, what's this? Oh, nothing. Just a present for you. Sign here. You come in, you're like, oh, who sent me something? And then you open the box and you see a glossy black box that says Box of Style on it. And you're like, holy shit, what the F? You open it and then you see all of these little things individually wrapped with black paper. So most boxes, Mom, that I've received, they don't wrap shit. They just have a box, you open it, and you see what's inside.
No, I was here when you opened it, so I saw all the individualized jewelry boxes, everything. It was beautiful. And
it's all wrapped in black tissue.
It was like
each
tons
thing,
of surprises, yes, in one box.
Yes, it's literally everything is wrapped in all. It's the chicest surprise in the entire world, okay? So I spent like 45 minutes just opening each one individually, just like, oh my God, I can't believe I just got this. What is going on? This is the best day ever. See? I got my positivity back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, you guys, everything that's in the box, each box includes over $300 of fashion and beauty and lifestyle products. And they're all different for each season. So when you get a box, you only have to pay. So seasonal membership's only $100 a quarter. Annual membership is $350 for a year. So I would recommend doing that. But you're getting each season over $300 worth of stuff.
There's no way. That box was way over $300.
I actually thought that too, because there was La Mer in it, and that's what I use, the face moisturizer that I use, and that shit's really expensive. There's jewelry in it.
The purse. The leather purse.
I know. Georgie took it from me because beautiful. She's like, I'm sorry, I just have to. Like, there's so many amazing things in it. And I just feel like the best part of getting these types of boxes, and specifically this one because this is the best one I've ever seen, is that you're introduced to new designers and new beauty brands or new lifestyle brands. So something that you may not have known about before, then you're able to discover it and realize, oh shit, this is going to be a new staple that I have.
Yeah. And you get to see the quality of the product.
Yeah. So basically, I'm pretty damn stoked right now. And if you go right now to thezoereport.com, thezoereport.com/Stassi, and then you also have to enter my promo code Stassi as well, you get $10 off your subscription. I'm telling you, you guys, please go do it. It's so worth it. And it's so exciting to like open it up and just like unwrap everything and just see what you're going to get.
Can I say that I follow her on Instagram, and her kids and her family are just beautiful.
Mom.
She is so pro-family. I just love it.
Oh, my God. Mom, did I tell you what happened to me and Jen in Kingston the other day? Okay. So, yeah. Just repeat, $10 off your subscription if you go to thezoereport.com/Stassi and enter promo code Stassi. So you got to do Stassi twice. Okay. Please. And let me know your feedback. Take a picture of what you get or tweet me what you think, because this is my most exciting sponsor ever. And yeah. So, Mom, have you heard of Aw Fudge?
No.
Jessica Biel's new place?
No.
That she opened?
No. So that's crazy because I follow her too.
Well, maybe she's not doing a really good job of promoting her business. So Aw Fudge, it's A-U, new word, fudge. Like, okay. I imagine she's just saying like, oh, fuck, but it's a kid's version of that. That's, yeah, when you say, oh, fudge, that's what people say normally. Yeah, when they're
just frowning because you said it.
Okay, well, I'm just explaining it. I thought that was like a, just like such a cool name because it's like, so it's right by Sir, actually, literally like right across the street from Sir. It's this restaurant thing. So you can, it's so hard to explain. So it's a restaurant. There's a bar there, but it's mainly, it's for families that have, it's for people who have kids.
Okay.
So it's a very chic restaurant and bar that has like a kids area where they can play in like a treehouse. They can, and there are babysitters to watch them, and not babysitters isn't even the right word, like specialists that know how to do whatever. And then on the menu, it's such a good menu, but there's also like kid stuff like rainbow pasta. I went for that though because I saw it on Instagram and
you,
I was like,
went there?
So I'm gonna tell you. So I was, so Jen had text messaged me and was like, hey, do you want to go do something this week? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. She's like, oh, well, I'm gonna pick Kingston up at this time. Do you want to go someplace where he can go? I was like, yeah, of course. She's like, have you heard of that all fudge thing? I'm like, have I heard of it? I think I'm the only single non having a child girl like in LA that's like obsessing over it because I want to go there, but I don't have a kid to like go with. I don't want to look like a weirdo like going by myself. And so she's like, oh my god, then let's go. So I was so excited. We go. It's everything I thought it would be. It's beautiful inside. There's like an outside area with like a tree and like twinkle lights and all this stuff, and then an inside area where there's like a bakery. So even if you don't want to like dine in, you can just like go in the front part and like buy cute little coffees or, you know, cookie, whatever. It's like, or like kid things too, but it's chic. Everything is so chic. Like bougie ass babies go there. Mm-hmm. Bougie kids go there. And then on the end, when you go further, there's like the kids play place where they can go up into the treehouse. And so the first time I went, this time that I'm telling you, the only time I went, the lady was like, yeah, you can also rent the treehouse for a date night. And I'm like, wait a second. So like, are little kids going to be like
climbing all over us?
Yeah. Like, what does that mean? So I didn't clarify. I want to find out. But it's such like a cool kids area and there's so many fun kids things to do. But it looks like a really cool.
So can you see, can you watch your kids playing?
There are windows. Yeah, there are windows. So you can see and like easily check in on them and all of that stuff.
Like if they're being bullied.
Totally. Except you can't be bullied in Offudge. I'm telling you, it's like a magical place. It's like Disneyland for bougie people.
Do they have healthy options?
Yes. They have every type of food. It's a great menu. I sound like I'm promoting it and I'm not. I'm just, I was so into this idea of having like a.
What does this have to do with Zoe?
Just wait.
Okay.
So I was just so into the idea of having like this cool place where you can bring kids. And of course, right when we walked up, like I saw all of these like skinny ass moms in designer shoes and designer bags and all this. I'm like, oh, go get in your Range Rover. Fuck off. Like, this is totally what I expected. And I went in and it was just so magical. And so I sat, we checked Kingston in to like the kid part of it.
And all the girls were like, just. Probably smiling at him.
Oh, yeah, because he has a man bun.
So cute.
He's the hottest baby ever. And so me and Jen went and sat down in like a little booth area and like ordered a bottle of wine, ordered food. And all of a sudden I see Roger.
Uncle Raji.
No, Mom.
Oh, sorry.
Rachel Zoe's husband. Oh, I see Rachel Zoe's husband. No, not my Uncle Roger. My Rachel Zoe's husband walk in and sit down at the bar. And I'm like, and Jen goes, Stassi. I was like, I know. I already saw it first. Like, shut up. And I'm like, oh my God, wait. I was just on Instagram today. It's Sky Sky's birthday. Skylar.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel calls him Sky Sky. Like when she was on the show on Bravo. That's what she, I hate myself right now. And I was like, it's Sky Sky's birthday. Do you think he's having his birthday here? Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, why would Roger just come here alone and hang out at the bar at a kid's place? That doesn't even make sense. Something's going to happen. I'm like, we are ordering another bottle of wine and we're going to stay until I figure it out. Then all of a sudden, I see her makeup artist walk in and I'm like, oh, it's happening. It's happening. And I used to do yoga in the same place with her makeup artist. And he would always say hi to me. Like, he was like familiar with me or something, but he couldn't place me. And I just wanted to be like, you don't have to place me, but I love you. And so I see him walk in, sit next to Roger. And I'm like, it's happening. I know it's happening. She's having her son's birthday at All Fudge, and I'm here at the exact moment that it's happening. And then finally, 20 minutes later, the and I mean, she walked in looking like such a boss, the most fashionable with like a furry thing and just like blonde hair and just tan and
confident.
Yes, just felt. Everything that you think with Sky. And then takes him into the little room. And I'm like, Sky is going to play with our boy Kingston right now. This is what dreams are made of, Jen. This is literally why we moved to Los Angeles, so that our children, or fine, I'm living vicariously through you, your children could play with Sky. And she sat out, then they had like this beautiful out like dinner with like whatever adults showed up, and I couldn't look anymore because I'm just like, I need to give her respect. I'm not going to stare. I saw her, and that's all I need. And it was just so amazing. So yeah, if Nikolai wasn't, I wish he wasn't 11.
And he's so tall.
I wish he was like 4 so that we could like get away with that. I just need to have a baby so that I can go to All Fudge. Yeah, mom. All the celebs with kids go to All Fudge. It's like the so bougie.
I'm sure somebody will let you borrow one.
That's all I need. Rent a fucking kid. Who will lend me their kid? A freaking kid so that I can go. Okay, you guys. Bra situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know how hard it is to find a bra. And
it's been definitely hard for you.
Yeah, it's a little easier now. Thank goodness. But I need to talk about Third Love, this website. Because, well, not only do they have like cool, like sexy, like lace bras and all of that stuff. And that's like a great gift for a bachelorette party or anything like that, to like give a woman or your girlfriend or even like as a friend. Like I love giving my friends bras and like lacy stuff that they won't buy for themselves because it's special. Every girl feels pretty and feminine when they receive like anything lacy or whatever to wear under her clothes. It's just, it's sweet and cool. But what Third Love is doing right now is that they have just mastered the t-shirt bra, which is the hardest thing for people to find.
Oh, that's so hard.
Yes, because your boobs, like if you have big boobs that are real, they bubble out.
No, everything shows.
Yeah, it's just a pain in my fucking ass. And I was not sold on this idea of a website selling a bra until I received it. So like I told my bosses, I was like, I don't know if like Third Love is the right fit for me, because I know that not like there's no company that makes bras that fits every single woman. You just can't do that. But I received my t-shirt bra from Third Love and I absolutely love it. And I'm telling you, I don't bubble out of it. It's comfortable.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks natural.
I know. And it's. There's no tag, so like there's nothing that's like itchy.
There's no line.
I know. It's just really comfortable, and it feels like you're kind of wearing a sports bra, but you're not. So there's that. And if you go to thirdlove.com/Stassi, I am telling you that you can have a bra, the t-shirt bra, for free for 30 days to try it. So all you have to do is pay for shipping.
And if you don't like it, you can send it back.
Yeah, so you can wash it, do whatever you want with it, sweat in it, put it in the mud. I don't care. Like whatever you need to do.
For a full refund?
Yeah, for a full refund. All you have to do is pay for shipping. So that's how confident Third Love is that you will like their 24/7 t-shirt bra. That's like
a girl's dream. Because we hate going to a department store and trying on bras.
Yeah, fuck that. It's like bathing suit shopping. Yeah, it's the worst. I'm telling you, mom, I like actually got in a fight with my bosses because I was just like, I don't think that... I can't just say that this bra is going to work on everybody. And I'm here to say it might not. It might not fit your body perfectly or whatever. I'm saying it worked for me and I'm so impressed by it that I really like the idea that they're letting my listeners try it for free for a month. So all you have to do is pay for shipping.
Can I try it?
If you don't, your boobs are bigger than mine, but I'll order you a bigger size.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Honey.
Happy Mother's Day. So you guys go to thirdlove.com. That's thirdlove.com/Stassi for your free trial for 30 days and just pay for shipping. But check out the website because they have so many other options. And I just think it's such like a sweet gift to give to a friend for a bachelorette party or something like that. I love it.
Or your mom.
for Mother's Day. I mean, do people like buy their mom's bras for Mother's Day? Is that like a thing?
I wish it was a thing. I mean, I'd rather have that than like a card in a coffee cup.
Do you remember how butthurt you were that we weren't sharing a spa room out on our spa day?
Can I tell you how hurt I was?
Mom, you were not hurt.
I was hurt. I almost cried.
Mom!
No, I seriously almost teared.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Mom, I am.
You're way too sensitive.
Well, we did it before and we had such a good time.
No, we did not. You guys, all right. Let me explain.
We had such a good time.
So we referred back to this earlier in the podcast. For Mother's Day... Okay, shout out to Sheena Shea for organizing this.
Sheena, I love you.
She was like, let's go to Glen Ivy. It's like this whole, which it was amazing. That's such a cool, it was such a cool experience because you get a, if you, you can rent a cabana, order lunch, get cocktails, go to like the mud bath area, then go get like, go underground to the caves. Cave. Yeah, and like get aloe vera, all whatever. It was
by
just.
By a boy, painted on us by a boy with a paintbrush.
I know, like, see, I got a girl and I was so thankful because I'm like, if a dude is gonna sit here and paint aloe vera on me, I'm just gonna be like, I'm out.
I had a young boy who wished he was painting aloe vera on you and Sheena and everyone else.
Yeah, that just weirds me out. That weirds me out. It's like, don't look at my wobbly bits. I don't know, it should be like a female staff. I feel like I'm like, I'm here to relax. Like, I don't know.
Well, can I tell you how it was very stressful? And, you know, he wanted me to put my hands on the cave walls while he painted me.
We all had to do that, Mom.
Well, I know, but I was having a boy ask me that. And I was embarrassed because my thighs
are... He was probably Nikolai's age.
My thighs are a little bit bigger.
Mom, you're like the prettiest mom ever.
And then he took the aloe on the brush and put it on my hands. And he said, go ahead and put this on places that, you know, you... would like to put them on that I didn't get.
Is that really what he said? That's how he said it?
In a nice way.
Okay, because we all got the aloe on our hands where they said, put it wherever. But like...
Oh, I thought he was just embarrassed.
No, I mean, we all got the extra on our hands. Every single one of us. Okay. I just put it in my hair.
Well, maybe like, it was just all in my head that I
thought... I think you were paranoid because that's very weird. Like, was I supposed to put it in my vagina with my Lola tampon?
No, I just knew that he wasn't going to put it on my inner thigh or like the back of
Mom,
my...
Mom, they're not rubbing it with their hands. It's with a brush.
Well, no, I realized that. I just didn't know that. I thought I was singled out because I was a mom.
You know what I didn't like about that part was that they wanted to talk. And I was just like, can you just paint me with aloe and just like not be like, so did you enjoy yourself today? Did you like go in the mud bath? And I'm like, obviously I did. Like, I'm here for a reason. Like, can we just not talk? This is supposed to be a spa experience. And this gets me to the next topic about not talking.
Wait,
spas are meant for not talking. I need to tell everybody. See, I think I have a problem or I just like to be alone. No talking. No. No talking. Spas, no talking. So I set up a massage for my mom. I set up one for me. And so it was like, Mom, we're going to have a mother-daughter spa day with my friends and their moms. We're going to have the best day ever. Did I cut you off? Was there something you wanted to say before I continue?
No, we can go back to it.
Are you going to remember?
Yeah, I will definitely remember. Okay. But can I add just right now before you go on about this is that you also did say we're going to have a mother-daughter massage?
No, Mom. I said we're having a mother-daughter spa day and I booked you a massage.
Yeah, no.
Massage.
No.
I
us
would never.
A massage. You said us.
Well, yeah, because I booked one for me as well.
Well, I booked one for us years ago and it was you and I together.
It was traumatizing. Okay. You guys, so like 8 years ago, my mom did like a mother-daughter massage thing where we were in the same room and she talked the whole time. I got more stressed in that room getting a massage than if I just were to have been in traffic for 3 hours long.
That's awful.
The whole point of being in a spa or getting a massage or a facial or something is to relax. To not have to think about anything. You don't want to think about anything. You just want to just like let your mind just be blank. And my mom talked the whole time. And I was just like, I'll never do
not
this with
you.
Anybody. No, it wasn't. No, you would a little bit. You were talking to your masseuse and then you'd be like, right, Stassi? Right, Nastasia? Nastasia Bianca? How's your massage? It's great. No, shut up. And I realized at that moment, there's no one I'd actually like to get a massage. Not just you, Mom. I don't want to get a massage in the same room as anybody. When people say they're getting couples massages like in the same room and it's like, oh, but it's so romantic. I'm like, I can't think of anything less romantic.
Yeah, no, it's not romantic.
Like, that is like, if Patrick and I were getting massages in the same room next to each other,
no, it's definitely,
because you don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. And like, I don't, I'm just like, listen, just like, no, you want to be alone and just like not think about anything. And so when I booked this, I'm like, okay, my mom gets a massage and I get one.
You put me in a whole different building.
I didn't mean to do that. That was by, they split up our group in the way that was not, that was just the way
you
that they did it.
Put me with Kristen.
Mom, that's just the way that they did it. That was not.
But I loved Kristen. We had fun making fun of people.
You weren't in the same room.
No, but we waited.
Oh.
So that was fun.
So when I told my mom, she's like, oh my God, I'm so excited to get a massage with you. I'm like, yeah, right? And then I'm like, okay, you're in this building, I'm in this. She's like, what? I'm like, what do you mean, what?
You should have seen Sheena's face.
We're not together? No, Mom, we're not together because I don't feel like getting more anxious right now. Like, this whole point is to relax. But I don't need people talking.
I didn't even understand what you were saying when you were telling me this. I was just so hurt.
What, Mom? That's nothing to be hurt about. I want you to relax and not talk. Like,
but some people relax when they talk. And I have realized after this past time with Linda, that was my massage, my masseuse.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I feel more relaxed when I'm talking.
Okay.
And Linda told me all about her life and everything that she was going through. And I told her everything that I was going through. And I just walked away feeling like not only did I made a friend, but...
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I'm serious.
So you made a friend. Did you guys exchange numbers?
No, but I did come back and say that I'd do the cold rock, which was her idea. And the light touch massage, which is her idea. Like, just light touch.
So
light.
You talked the whole time?
Yes.
This would have been so miserable for me. Do you realize this? Like, I would have been so upset.
I know about her dad. Her dad.
Are you kidding?
Her stepmom, her mom. I know the way they passed away, what they went through.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she was annoyed that you kept talking? Mm-hmm. I wonder if like masseuses are annoyed with people like
no,
you.
No, I don't think she was annoyed at all. And I think that she needed the release too, because she has to be so quiet while doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I had, that was a great
massage. Well, you got the right person. I'm thankful for that. You know, what was so funny is that, so when I was in Connecticut, I don't know if I talked about this on my podcast, but I got my hair blown out, like my hair blown out in the spa for the day that we had our appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the resort, the casino and resort was like the best ever. And the spa was amazing because I got a massage there too. For Sheena's birthday, we all did like a spa day thing too. Sheena is obsessed with spa. Sheena and Katie are obsessed with spas. I love them too, but they like take it to a whole nother level. They go like once a week, sometimes twice a week.
And they're pros.
Oh, they know everything about it.
Yeah, they're
totally
pros.
So I was like, well, I might as well get my hair blown out if I'm here, because I hate doing my own hair. I'm not good at it. So I book an appointment to do that. I thought I was being punked. I thought I was being like pranked, because this woman was like, you know how Kristen like stomps and everything she does is like hard,
especially when she's on the phone, like,
yeah, like she slams a microwave thing loudly and she stomps, so you can hear her. And like when she presses things, it's hard. Nothing's delicate. I was just sitting there. She was washing my hair and it felt like she was trying to hurt me. You know, you're supposed to relax. Like, we just wash my hair. Shaking my head, her little charm bracelets shaking into my ear and hitting the sides of the thing. And I kept laughing. And I don't think she knew I was laughing, because I was just like, this can't be real. Like, this is appalling. How do you have a job? How is this your job?
You really thought you were being punked?
Mom, I'm telling you, it was so... How many blowouts have I had in my life? I get them all the time. I've never experienced anything like this. And I still tipped her, like, so much. Because, again, service industry, I've been there. So, whatever. Maybe she was just having an off day and she, like, broke up with her boyfriend. She was getting her frustration out on my head.
Why didn't you ask her?
Because I didn't want to be like, dude, what's wrong with you? I figured, like, she's tougher than me. You could tell, like, she could beat up girls. And, like, I can't. Like, I'm weak. But it was just like, I kept laughing and I was like, then when I like sat down, everything she did was hard. She kept pulling on my, it was like, I'm like, this is like when Kristen is like at her most aggressive and she's just like, just being very violent with me. So like after it was done, she was just like, are you okay with it? Are you okay with your hair? And I wasn't okay with it, but
so you didn't even like the blowout?
No, because she didn't do anything. It wasn't even smooth. It was like frizzy, but I was just so desperate to get out of the chair that I was just like, I love it. It's everything I wanted. When I started my massage there, that's how the massage lady was. I was like, did you just do a line of Coke? I almost said that. I was like, why are you so frantic? You're so frantic with my back right now. It's freaking me out. Like, did you just have like a triple espresso? No, because I feel very uncomfortable like saying things.
You need to get over that.
I know, but like I just can't.
You're settling.
I will say, so the first 40 minutes of my massage sucked because it was so aggressive that I could not relax. I was just like, I was thinking in my head, I'd rather listen to my mom talk right now while I'm getting this done. It would be more relaxing if I listened to my mom talk. And I just kept, my eyes were open the whole time as I'm my face down in this thing. I'm watching her like tennis shoes, like run around. And I'm just like, what is with this woman? Like she must've had so much coffee or she's on something. Like this is, it's just so not relaxing. It's just, it's abrupt. You know what I mean? And like, it's startling. Like every move she makes on my back, then all of a sudden, after she was done with my back, then it was like the best massage ever. But that might have been because the weed kicked in. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was her or if it was the weed.
I don't want to talk about this.
It's okay. You don't have to. But we've gone way over my podcast and the hour that I need to go. And Hunter's being a little brat.
Hunter's giving me the evil eye. He wants me to go home and make him midnight fettuccine.
Ooh, fettuccine. Okay. Love you. Thank you so much.
I love you too.
Okay. Bye, Khaleesi's.